Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in your day. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for our weekly gathering of Astrology Talk. This is Monday, April 29th, 2019, although I realize you could be listening to this show anytime in the future. And thank you for joining me as we talk about something really interesting that will be taking place throughout the middle of 2019. We're going to be talking about how Neptune, Saturn, and the South Node are all going to be in conversation. And this is an interesting dynamic of energies. It means that we are realizing what we've learned or that a cycle is complete, and we're really being asked to make some new commitments to ourselves, but at a bigger level. New commitments to a dream. Maybe it's a forgotten dream, something that you've always wanted to do but was put on the back burner. This is an energy of reconnecting you with something bigger than yourself that's actually connected to that Neptune and Pisces energy of the essence of your life. What's it all about? And what are you doing on a daily basis in the physical world to connect the parts of yourself that are not here in the physical, but are very much your connection to inspiration, spiritual, and energetic expressions? So we're going to talk about this today, how we are working for a new dream, how we are reconnecting with something that is meant for us that maybe we didn't realize we could still create, that it wasn't the right time previously, you didn't have the motivation or desire for it, but there could be something that's coming to your awareness right now that's reminding you more of who you are and returning you to where you come from. And this is part of the North Node in Cancer. The North Node in Cancer is what we're learning, what we're returning to, where we're stretching and growing into parts of ourselves that have meaning, parts of ourselves that we are needing to trust. And we're learning to trust ourselves in something new, whether that's a new endeavor, a new business venture, a new relationship, a new part of your life. The stretching into trust, the ability to trust yourself, is in the collective right now. And this energy of the North Node in Cancer is also very personal because it's about your connection to yourself and, again, remembering parts of yourself that maybe you have been disconnected from. So I think we're going to have a really interesting and rich conversation in today's podcast, and I'm looking forward to diving into this even more. If you are brand new to this program, welcome. I hope that you find something of value and of interest in this podcast that is pertinent to your life right now. And below the podcast in the description box or below the video, if you're listening on YouTube, you'll find out more about me as well as what I offer and share right now in terms of books, spiritual teachings, online courses, and learning more about astrology. I'm excited to talk with you about this topic today because it's rare. It's a rare energy dynamic. And when we are aware of these cycles, when we are aware of what's being highlighted, we can make faster connections in our own lives, and we can see that we're really truly supported in this forward movement, in really moving ahead with the connection of Neptune and Pisces and Saturn and the South Nodes in Capricorn. So in your chart, if you're following along and you're looking at your natal astrology chart, you would be looking for Neptune in Pisces, which is in the about the middle degrees of Pisces right now. It's actually at 17 degrees. And Neptune is going to be stationing retrograde June 21st. And it's going to keep moving to 18 degrees of Pisces. And then it will travel back retrograde to 15 degrees of Pisces. So you can see it's just past this middle point of Pisces. Then we're also looking at Saturn in Capricorn and the South Node in Capricorn. And they are traveling together from here late April, early May, into September. So a good 5 months of these two energies in Capricorn conjunct, moving from 20 degrees of Capricorn back to 13. Now, Saturn is our reality. Saturn is our commitments to life, because Saturn's about the physical world. And it's currently in Capricorn, the planet of its rulership. And so these energies are synced up here. It's basically like a double dose of Capricorn energy, where you're really being asked to evaluate and analyze your professional commitments, because Capricorn and Saturn are about our responsibilities, our career, our professional world, how we show up in the real world, how we show up with our responsibilities. In your natal chart, you would look at the house that Capricorn is in to understand where this energy is being highlighted for you. And Saturn in Capricorn stays in this sign for about 2.5 years. It entered Capricorn in late 2017. I think it was actually December 20th, 2017. And it will be staying in Capricorn into 2020. It will actually enter Aquarius in March 2020. It will go to nearly 2 degrees of Aquarius, then retrograde back into Capricorn July 2020 and stay there until December 2020. So the Saturn in Capricorn is showing us ourselves in the world, and asking us to look at how we are in alignment with what we want to achieve and accomplish. And it's asking us to look at our commitments. And these are the commitments that you take slowly. Saturn and Capricorn are slow-moving energies. And it's the things you can't rush. Now, here in the United States, I think of a 30-year mortgage. Now, Saturn takes 29 to 30 years to go around the full zodiac, and so it has a 30-year cycle. And not every country has mortgages, but in the U.S. we have a mortgage for buying a home. And it's, if you were to agree to a 30-year mortgage, that's a Saturn cycle. And that's the time you put into making those monthly payments every year that eventually leads you to being complete with a commitment after 30 years. Saturn is how we have to have real-world experiences to learn something. It's really about how we are being disciplined and showing up, in the sense that there's no shortcuts, but there is a need for work and effort and dedication. You agree to, say, a education program, and you need to show up every day or every week, take the tests, take the exams, and that's how you earn the grade. And after a certain amount of time, you're done with the program, and you've completed it, right? You've accomplished, you've graduated from that program. This is also Saturn. It's the work we put in. So right now, what we're doing, as Saturn is conjunct the South Node, and the South Node is what we're releasing and letting go of, what we're seeing is complete, what no longer resonates, where you said yes to something and now you don't want to do it anymore. It's the reevaluation of those commitments, of those areas that you've put effort into, and it's a reassessment of, do I want to continue on this path in this industry, in this profession? What in me needs to change? And so there's this overlapping concentration of energies in Capricorn that are serious. Now, I realize that Pluto is at 23 degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto is also retrograde right now. Pluto will go back to 20 degrees of Capricorn until October. But I'm not including Pluto in this conversation, although it's pertinent in another conversation I have for you. I'll reference that video below this podcast. But we're just focusing on the Saturn conjunct the South Node in this show because of how these two points are traveling together. And Pluto is a little bit out of orb with this conjunction. So what we're looking at with Saturn here is reviewing life lessons, reviewing what you've learned about your world, your, say it's your industry, your profession, but your life. And there is a seriousness and a maturity required with this personal assessment where you basically hold yourself to a certain standard and you say, how am I showing up in my life? What have been my biggest life lessons? Where am I at with these? And where am I able to complete the energy, complete the cycle, graduate from what has either been spinning or what you've been circling in, something that maybe has felt burden or heavysome? The Saturn in Capricorn can be challenging if you're not taking responsibility, if you're not stepping up to the plate or holding yourself to a certain degree of integrity. It's where it matters what you do in your life. And so it's the energy of the lessons you've been through, again, in the physical world that have required you to grow. And I feel there's this review period, especially into the fall, into September, October, of really being honest about where you need to make something shift, where there's a new commitment, a new platform, a new area to move into. Spiritually, energetically, this is an assessment of soul contracts that you've had with people and how, especially in work, because it's Capricorn, so it's work, profession, and it's also authorities. It's your manager, your boss, authorities in general, and father figures. These are all Saturn areas. And it's assessing what those life lessons have been for you and where they are complete or completing. Because this is a slow-moving energy where you may need to take care of some things, take certain actions, make something real, make something complete. And that's what sets you free. It's an interesting energy because it challenges us to grow, and that can be very uncomfortable. And because it's the South Node in Capricorn, it's signaling that you're ready to let it go. You're ready to be free from something that maybe has been the burden or the monkey on your back. It's that sense of, I know I'm done with this, and what do I need to do to release myself from it? And the answer, actually in your chart, goes to your natal Saturn. Your natal Saturn, and where that is in your chart. The sign and the house placement, that are showing you what you're working on diligently in this lifetime. This is the area of your chart where the Saturn energies are showing up that you're needing to take responsibility. So you make the connection here between the transiting Saturn in Capricorn, conjunct the South Node, that house placement, and you connect it to what your natal Saturn is here to help you work for. And between these two areas of your chart, you can understand a theme, an energy, a connection of what you're mastering, where you're maturing, where you have to put in the work and the effort and the discipline. So we're seeing this right now, and it's in play big time into September. And the other thing here is that it's climbing the mountain on your own. It's assessing yourself in a very mature light. It's being aware that none of us comes in with everything. You know, we have to put energy towards building and creating the life we want. And so this is a checking in with yourself, and to not be too hard or depressed about where you're at versus where you thought you would be or where you expected yourself to be. That's how we work against ourselves, and we can be hard on ourselves about these things because it's very typical to have an expectation or the dream of how you think your life is going to be, and then you could hit certain milestones, right? You turn 30, you turn 40, you turn 50, you turn 70, and you think, oh, I thought I would have done this by now, or I would have been here by now. But that's so rarely how life plays out. It just doesn't happen that way. We're being asked to not be too hard on ourselves and to understand that it's normal and typical to have these assessment periods that give us a new choice to make, a new path to follow, something to reconnect to that does resonate now. So we then bring in the energy of Neptune in Pisces, which is making this ongoing sextile to Saturn and the South Node. What we're doing here is allowing ourselves to release gently and to be forgiving and to look at the underlining emotional world of Neptune and Pisces, the private emotions you've been holding on to, the private emotions and feelings that come up anytime. I mean, these things can come up in the shower, when you're driving, late at night, anytime you're on your own. It's sort of like our inner emotional world is really being supported in transforming and transmuting. So that, again, we're not carrying these burdens. We're not carrying a heaviness about disappointments, regrets, challenges, letdowns, etc. This is a completion energy to allow yourself to complete with self-acceptance. And there's some things that can run deep. You know, like they just run deep and they feel like they're a part of you that you'll always carry, whether it's like a significant life experience, a significant relationship, a significant phase of your life, and you think, well, I can never be done with this. Similar to grief or to losing a loved one, where you're never the same after that death. You're just not, because that person changed you and you're a different version of yourself, and so you carry them with you and you move forward. But there's a sense of allowing that to travel with you, allowing the feelings to be okay. And I feel like this is an interesting dynamic where we're being gentle with our humanness. We're accepting our humanness. We're accepting our sharp edges, our missing pieces, our dark places, our, you know, the things that make us individuals, the things that form who we are in life. And we're saying, I accept myself for everything I've been through. I love myself for how I handled it, even if it wasn't perfect, even if I would do it differently, even if I wish I could go back and change something. You're in that place of supreme acceptance that is meant to replace those messages with new messages in your head, with a new understanding, where when those feelings come up, when that emotional world or what you're carrying emotionally gets triggered, you can now assess it at a new place of self-understanding, of self-acceptance, of, yes, that's what happened, and I understand that version of myself, or I understand why that was my perception or why I did something, etc. I feel like there's this need to then bring in the solid strength of Saturn in Capricorn, which is the spine or the backbone that can simplify it and can say, okay, it's done now. Okay, it's over now. Okay, you did what you could, and now we're going to move forward. And now we're going to move on to the next accomplishment. We're not going to spin in the past emotionally, or we're not going to spin in what was. Like, this is a moving forward. But there's something about, I'm hearing ghosts. There can be ghosts that show up, or there can be something that you connect to that's related to a life lesson, a life lesson. And this Neptune in Pisces is saying, set yourself free. It's okay to set yourself free. And Neptune in Pisces is also your spiritual world. And your spiritual beliefs, your spiritual teachings, your spiritual understandings. And it's where you go spiritually to support yourself. So there is an energy here that letting go requires going deeper into your spiritual practice, your spiritual beliefs. And I feel like if you're open to this and you just put the request out to Spirit, God, Source to support you, and you just allow yourself to be floating or okay, it can really help knowing that you're not alone. In fact, I want to mention, as I'm thinking about it, there's another podcast. It's a radio show called America Meditating Radio Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's also distributed around other podcast distributors, and it's with Sister Jenna. And I met Sister Jenna back in 2014, and she has beautiful wisdom and energy, and she talks with a lot of different people about spiritual topics on her radio show. She also offers different meditations and audios to listen to. Sister Jenna has a really calming energy. And if you're looking for more spiritual connection, or you're looking for more to go into, I just recommend her radio show and her program. And I feel like it could help bring back or connect you to parts of yourself or parts of spiritual teachings that would be really supportive. So again, that's called America Meditating Radio Show. And she's actually based out of Washington, D.C., and they do live events and programs there in the area. So I just want to throw that out there, because there's so much support these days for what we're learning and what we're letting go of. The soul contracts that are ending this summer are showing you where you've graduated, what's been completed, and it also can show up as where you're done professionally. And this is important because it could feel like you've run out of steam, or that there's the end of the road, or that there's something that shifted and it no longer is what you want. This is big for many people. And the energy is, what's the next dream? And what is the new endeavor that calls to you at a heart level? Because that north node in Cancer is returning you to this innocence. It's an innocent energy, Cancer. It's the first water sign. It's our first feelings about something. It's our intuitive gut level, what you love, you know. And I think of it as like when you're a child, Cancer rules childhood, and the toys you loved, right? The toys you loved playing with. It was like you just loved them, and you didn't care what anybody else thought. This was before you had other people's feelings taken into consideration. And so it's that sense of purity and innocence, and it allows you to trust yourself. And Neptune in Pisces is trining this north node. Just as it's making a sextile to the south node, it's trining the north node to say, go here. Go to this part of you, this part of your energy that gives you a return to who you are before everyone else's thoughts, feelings, opinions mattered. And if you return to this part of yourself, and you could actually connect with yourself at a certain age, or a certain place in life when you said, I'm going to be a ballerina, I'm going to be a firefighter, I'm going to do this in my life. And then you say, oh, well, I can't do that now because I don't have the qualifications and I'm too old, or, you know, all these things that could be very valid reasons. But you remember the feeling. And that's what you're looking for, is that feeling of what you love and how it can light you up on a daily basis. And I feel like that's part of our responsibility right now, is to look for that new dream and that reconnection to that energetic part of yourself that's never gone anywhere, mind you. It's never disappeared. It's still here. It's still present. And it's looking for your reconnection to what you love and to what lights you up and what gets you excited. And sometimes in life, Saturn teaches us what we do not like and what we do not want. And I remember when I got out of college, there were jobs everywhere. And it was like you could trip over a job. There were so many jobs. So I just said yes to being a banker. And I realized I didn't like banking, but I made the commitment to stay there for a year and then do something else. And so we can make these commitments to give ourselves a timeline and to say, okay, I'm going to do this for another year. And in that year, yes, I have to show up. I need my paycheck. I got to pay rent. I got to pay credit cards. I got to take care of my life responsibilities. But in that year, I can figure out my next passion, my next dream. What's the research? How do I look into that next possibility? So it's a practical decision to switch careers or to try something new. And it matters. It matters very much right now. And in fact, here's a interesting story I came across a few months ago on a television program. There was a woman from an organization called Sidewalk Talks. And Sidewalk Talks is essentially people who are therapists and counselors or reverends who are on the sidewalk listening to anyone who wants to stop and talk. So they have chairs on the sidewalk, and they're basically available if you have something on your mind that you want to speak about, that you need a listener. You just need somebody to listen to you. And she was talking about all the different kinds of people that they connect with and meet in this work, because of how complete strangers just sit down and share their lives. And it's called a community listening project. And I know that some of you listening right now would be awesome as participants in this as well. So it's called Sidewalk Talks. And if you want to check out more. Anyway, she told the story of how she was sitting there, you know, listening, and this young man came and sat down, and she said he was a college graduate, and he basically said, "I didn't realize that going to college and becoming an adult meant that I would be sitting at a desk in an office for 8 hours a day." And he then proceeded to cry for 10 minutes. And she said, then he got it together, he stood up, and he went to work. And so that is the North Node in Cancer that says, this is how I feel. I'm not happy. I don't like this. I want more. And then it's the South Node in Capricorn that says, well, this is where I'm at right now, and I need to go to work. I have a meeting at 9. I got to get there on time. I need to pay my bills. But this doesn't connect with who I am. And I felt it was a really profound story, because you can go to college, university, or training programs and put a lot of time into developing yourself professionally, to making yourself marketable, to, you know, preparing that resume to get the job that pays the money, that pays the bills. And this is part of life. This is Saturn. This is where we have to work to make money, and we have responsibilities. And then we realize, I don't want this. Or, what are my other choices? What are my other options? And this is a collective energy right now of, if this isn't it, what else is? What else makes me feel good? And what else makes me feel alive? And that isn't something that maybe you can switch to right away, but this energy is saying it's okay to let go right now over the next 5 to 6 months. Return to what you need that does support you, that does connect with you. So we are checking in with a new dream, a new area of responsibility. We're assessing it in a way that is, it feels like there's this progressive movement of more people stepping into their true work in the world because of all the options that are available now through technology, online, through education, through learning. I mean, everything from a side hustle to Uber, and how there's so many ways to make money now that didn't exist even 10 years ago. In fact, it didn't exist during the last time Saturn was in Capricorn. Saturn was last in Capricorn in 1988 until 1991. And so it's that 30-year voyage around that's a checking in. And the last time the South Node was in Capricorn was 2000 and 2001. So we're checking in on those times in our lives, between 1988, 1991, and 2000, 2002. And this is a time of really allowing yourself to tap into the bigger dream and the bigger picture of your life this Neptune and Pisces energy is supporting us. It's supporting us beyond what we can see, because Neptune is that energy of the spiritual support, the higher self, the soul level desires of, I have a dream, and this might sound crazy, but I have a feeling that it's going to be good. I was just reading in a magazine about two guys who were out back, and they were throwing axes at wood, you know, an axe that you chop down a tree with. And they said, you know, this could be a good business. And lo and behold, they started a business, an axe throwing business, which is now becoming the on-trend thing to go try out. I believe that they have multiple locations now. And you go in and you throw the axe. It's like on a whim. It was just the feeling of it, right? But then you have to bring in the practicality of business. But it's happening. It's things you wouldn't think could be a business or a business. So I feel like there's an expansive energy here that says, what is the bigger contribution you want to make in the world, in your career, or in your profession that is inclusive of your skill set, your expertise, your knowledge, your accumulation of what you've learned? Because Capricorn is an energy of accumulation. It is where mastery is earned. It's where expertise has developed, because it's where, again, you've had to put in the time, energy, and effort to do something. And I feel like there's more energy here throughout this summer of clarity. And that clarity can come quickly or slowly. And it's designed to show you more of who you are. And I feel like there's, okay, I'm getting this image of holding a bucket. And if you ask or just even set the intention of, show me what can fill the bucket, show me what goes in this bucket. And I see it as a bucket because it feels like just one area of life. For example, it's a job or career. It's not all areas of your life. It's just one bucket of your life. And if you were asking to have clarity around this, it could show up in a really fascinating way. It really could. So on that note, this is a time to let go of what you know and what you feel is no longer true for you. And to really be honest with yourself and to look at the practical elements, yes, are important, because I know that some of you are like, well, I can't change jobs, Molly, because of this, this, and this. But what you can do is add in to your life more of what is fulfilling. Start there. Start with the things you can do after work or on the weekend that does return you to who you are. And that does return you to that North Node in Cancer, innocent joy, that sense of, I'm doing this because I just love doing it. You know, you're crocheting, you're doing something in the garden, you're doing something with other people, you're volunteering. It's anything that you want to include in your life. Because that's also this energy of the grand assessment of your life. And again, letting go of the commitments that you just can't sustain anymore to allow in the new priorities, the new priorities. And I feel like there's some good things that come from this if you're ready to let other energies go. Because the South Node, it hasn't been here in this part of your chart for 18 years. It's an 18-year cycle. So it sweeps through and it clears out this area of your chart for the next 18 years. And so there is a seriousness here that gives you the strength and that Capricorn backbone to say, no, I can't do this anymore. This isn't me. I don't want this. That can be a no to yourself or that can be a no to others. Keep in mind, this is also, because it's a self-assessment, it's checking in with how you're handling your life. And it can be emotionally. It can be financially. It can be spiritually. It can be physically. Depends on what area of your chart, what house Capricorn's moving through. But it's saying you're here to let go of energies that are no longer serving you, that are no longer supporting where you're going next. And that's why there could be some mature decisions that have to be made. Where perhaps last year you weren't ready to say goodbye to something, but this year you're ready to say goodbye. Or you're ready to make a change. Because this is the turning of a page. This is allowing something to be over so that something new can be experienced. So take it as the example of fitness or weight loss, where you are ready to make some commitments to yourself to try a different vegetable or to add something new to your plate that's healthier and to reduce the serving of rice or to reduce having bread. I mean, there's something where you're making a change that could be small and incremental that makes a difference in the long term. And in fact, that can be a better way to make these changes because then it's not overwhelming. Then it's not a huge loss at once, but it's something that you're staying committed to. And I feel like there is an awareness here now of, I'm getting the image of a brick wall, of where you've been hitting brick walls about changes that you want to make, and that now there's the energy that supports it. There's the energy that supports these changes. So I feel like the brick wall can just dissolve, and that's the Neptune in Pisces, which dissolves, which allows things to float away. Especially when you understand what that brick wall was teaching. And what you're ready to now shift. So the soul contracts go, it's like they go into a part of your chart where Saturn is right now. So you check in with your natal Saturn to see what areas are over. This can be karmic energies, karma, things that are unresolved. And this Saturn conjunction to the South Node is resolving them and resolving it in a responsible way, a diligent way. And again, it can be slow because Capricorn is slow moving, but there's an understanding that an aspect of our energies are no longer needed here. And trust what you feel around that. Trust what comes up. Trust what you see. Also trust the themes, because the themes that keep showing up are excellent messengers of what you need to be aware of and what is completing. So I hope this has given you some good things to chew on and think about in your own world as Saturn travels with the South Node into September. And at that point, Saturn will station direct at 13 degrees of Capricorn and move forward. And the south node will continue voyaging retrograde through the rest of Capricorn. So we have a very big summer of completing energies. And I believe that I'll be doing a show for you next Monday on the July eclipses. Yes, eclipses in July, July 2nd and July 16th. And I'm going to do those early so that, this show is available for you to listen to during that time. And then also in July, we'll have another Mercury retrograde and some big energies. So I'll talk about that on the next Monday show. I hope you can join me on Wednesday, where we look at the astrological energies of right now and the week ahead. And until then, my friends, I wish you a beautiful day ahead. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have any more questions or inquiries about how I can help you, please check out the links below this show. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.